in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Fire, passion for souls, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. You might be seated. Thank you, Father. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. Matthew 9:35. Hallelujah. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all, somebody say all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he saw the harvest of multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then verse 37, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Can you see what Jesus is saying here? That there is no scarcity of harvest. In this context, harvest of souls. He saw the multitude, he saw the harvest, and then he said, the harvest truly is plenteous. The harvest is not in short supply. It is the laborers that are in short supply. He said the kingdom laborers are few. Then what is the solution? Verse 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Somebody say the Lord of the harvest. He said pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Can you shout amen? Because the Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. It is his harvest. Unto him, because he is the magnet for the multitude. Unto him shall what? The gathering. Unto Jesus shall be the gathering of the multitude. Jesus said, when I'm exalted, if I be exalted, I will draw how many men? All men, all, the multitude, the harvest of souls, harvest of multitude. If I be exalted, I will draw all men unto me. So Jesus is the magnet of the multitude. Unto him shall the gathering of his people be. But you see, he works in partnership with us. Am I communicating? God does nothing on earth. I've taught it before. I'm saying it again. He does nothing on earth without the permission and partnership with man. Am I communicating? He always partners with his church on earth. You see, this is why prayer becomes important. He said, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest, that he will what? Send forth. So, God will send forth more kingdom laborers into the harvest field all over the world, including AGMI, the global harvest field. He will send forth more laborers in response to the prayer to the Lord of the harvest. So if we don't pray, he will not send more. Am I communicating? Pray ye the Lord of the harvest. Glory to God. There are some Christians, they are already born again, but they are not yet willing and ready to be kingdom laborers. You see, it's one thing to be born again, it's another thing, to be a willing and committed kingdom laborer that is actively partnering with God to do kingdom business and usher in the global harvest. Am I communicating? There are so many Christians. Excuse upon excuse upon excuse for not being committed to reaping this harvest of souls into the kingdom. And very good excuses. Very nice one. Very nice one. For some is their job. Some is their career. Some is their academics. Some is their marriage. Some is their business. All manner of excuses. Am I communicating? But what did Jesus say? Seek ye first the kingdom. Above all else. Above everything else. Is when you do that, then all other things shall be added. People don't understand that your priority determines your prosperity in the kingdom of God. So if you prioritize the kingdom, you will succeed in all other fronts. Am I communicating? God is not against what you seek in terms of your career advancement, business, husband, wife, marriage, children, money. Am I communicating? Your job, your academics, God is not against it. The only issue is, he wants you to prioritize the kingdom above them all. Put his interest above your personal interest. Am I communicating? That is the cheapest way you secure his mighty hand upon every other area of your life. Praise God. Now, that word, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth. The word send forth there is a very interesting word. In the Greek, is the word ekbalo. Ekbalo. Give me Mark chapter 16, verse 17. This word sent forth is a Greek word ekbalo. Let's look at another place that same word was used. It says, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, the believing ones. Am I communicating? In my name, in my authority, shall they cast out devils. Now, the Greek word cast out is the same word ekbalo. They shall kick out. So it connotes some level of force and violence. Am I communicating? It connotes some level of force and violence. You know, normally demons don't like to live where Satan assigned them their duty posts. It can be people's body. They will be there oppressing, tormenting the person, all manner of sickness, disease. It can be over a family. It can be over a territory. But wherever Satan assigned them, they don't like living. It will take a higher power to force them out. Am I communicating? That's why I say, in my name, they shall what? Cast out. It connotes the use of force and violence. the power of the Spirit, we eject them. The word ekbalo also means to eject. You know the way you eject cassette. Am I communicating? It means to eject. It means to push out, to force out. Am I communicating? With dunamis power. The word also means to throw out. Now, go back to Mark 9, verse 37. Matthew 9, 38, rather. Now, watch this. He says, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he will ekbalo laborers. Now, listen. Just follow me carefully. I'm about to explain something very important. You will now see why we are not reaping the global harvest as we should. It's because, a lot of Christians are very reluctant. Am I communicating? They are very unwilling and very reluctant. This Christianity of comfort and convenience is the only type they know. They have not been militarized. I've made up my mind with the help of the Holy Ghost that this year we are going to do ministry with military eyes. It's called Decagon. We'll do ministry as real soldiers. Am I communicating? We are not just sons of God, we are soldiers of Christ. Am I coming? You know, there is a level of slaves. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. Then there is a level of sonship. The Bible says Christ has come to make us sons of God. Okay? We are no longer slaves. We are now sons of God. We have the spirit of sonship. Am I communicating? Whereby we cry in the bliss of which we cry our Father. Now watch this, from slave before we got born again to what? Sons, when we got saved, then there is the next level, which is what? Soldiers. Paul said, no man that laboreth. How did he put it? He says, endure hardness. That is 2 Timothy chapter 2. He said, endure hardness as what? Good soldiers. Of Jesus Christ. He said, no man that warreth. So we are in a warfare. Soldiers are not given to comfort and convenience. Listen, we in this kingdom, we have our rights and privileges in Christ. Okay? As sons of God. Sonship, right, and privilege. But don't stop at the level of sonship, right, and privilege like many Christians do. We also have kingdom responsibilities as good soldiers. We have what? Kingdom responsibilities. Because we have so many Christians that only know sonship, rights, and privileges, who they are in Christ, what they have in Christ, what they can do through Christ, who Christ is in them. Am I communicating? And all of that is not bad. Know your true identity in Christ. Know your, that's who you are in Christ. Know what belongs to you in Christ. Your inheritance, your rights, your privileges. Then know what you can do through Christ. Your ability. Paul said, I can do all things. But don't stop there. Don't stop there. Remember, the purpose of rights and privileges is so that you can shoulder responsibilities. Am I communicating? And it is mature sons that what? Not children. Mature sons that have learned how to shoulder what? Responsibilities. We are, let me tell you, your neighbor, we are soldiers. We are soldiers in Christ. And as soldiers, we are involved in a warfare. in a warfare to advance and establish the kingdom of God here and now. And one of the major ways we do that, number one way, is through intercession for the salvation of souls. Number two way is through soul winning. After praying for the souls, you go and win them. Am I communicating? Anytime you win a soul, you enlarge the kingdom. Every time you win a soul, you enlarge and you increase the frontiers of the kingdom. You enlarge and increase the body of Christ. The body of Christ and the kingdom grows every time you win souls. Maleko, give me that scripture in 2 Timothy 2. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life. Our goal is to please our enlisting officer. And who is our enlisting officer? Jesus. No man that warreth. Okay, start from verse 3. He says, thou therefore, this is Paul writing to Pastor Timothy. He says, thou therefore endure hardness. Give me this in Amplified. Endure toughness. Every soldier is trained. Listen, in AGMI, we are raising an army of the Lord. Am I communicating? We are raising a militant force. We are raising, and this is a training and equipping center for soldiers in Christ. We are raising a militant force, heavenly militia, because we are involved in a warfare. We are here for kingdom business. Am I communicating? We are not here for jamboree. We are not here for sightseeing. We are not here for tourism, even though this is Plateau, home of what? Here for tourism. We are here to take over until the kingdoms of this world that Satan stole become the we have to reclaim those kingdoms until they become the kingdom of our God and of who is Christ. We are here to take over sectors, take over territories. Am I communicating? Through the gospel of Christ. We are here, we are a people on a mission. I think you need to go and re-listen to the Missionary Church series. I spoke extensively on this, why we are here on earth. Our primary purpose is kingdom business. Any other thing is secondary. Am I communicating? So get your priorities right. It's good to have degrees, but even if you have 50 professorial degrees, do you know when you get to heaven and stand before the judgment seat of Christ, Christ will not reward you for having 50 professorial degrees. He will only reward you for what you were able to accomplish in terms of kingdom advancement. In what way did your 50 professorial degree benefit the kingdom? In what way did it influence and win people to Christ? That's what he will reward you for. It's good to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, but that on itself attracts no reward in heaven. It is in what way were you able to what? Do kingdom business with your influence. Okay, you have 100 trillion British pounds. You were the world richest man in your time. In what way did your money advance the kingdom? In what way did your money win souls? That's what Jesus will reward you for. Am I communicating? How many lives were impacted? Kaliko Bagadia, Brasketonia, Angala Katiso, Fretenisa. Get your priorities right. We are here. Jesus said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? At the age of 12, he knew his assignment. He knew his primary assignment. At the age of 12, there are Christians that are over 40, yet they have not understood the priority of kingdom business. Jesus knew at 12. He knew his assignment. 12. Praise God. And then took 18 more years to prepare. Then at 30, he commenced his public ministry. Okay, 1 Timothy 2:3, he said, take with me your share of the hardship and suffering which you are called to endure. See, as a soldier, you must endure hardness and toughness. Have you seen how they train soldiers in depot in Zaria? Is it not Zaria? Have you seen how they train them? Have you seen them in NDA? I was privileged to be in NDO. I almost became an army officer. But God, by a mighty hand, said no. Am I complicated? Honestly. I'm combatant to forget. I did all those obstacles. I did 2 weeks in NDA. You are joking. I underwent some of those rigorous training. You won't believe. 55 regular course. 2003. Praise God. I still remember. So, my dad was a military man now. I still remember. The training is tough. The training is very tough. But by the time you undergo all the training and come out a soldier, an officer, what? Come rain, come sun, that's why you can see a soldier during rain is falling, is on the road, having roadblock, because he has been trained to withstand any form of weather. Somebody say hardness. This is matriculation into the school of hardness. Because you need this kind of training to survive the rough terrain, depending on your mission field. Because some of you, God may send you to Saudi Arabia, Kalahari Desert. So if you are the type that you only know bread and butter Christianity, I pity for you. Submit to the training now. Am I communicating? This is what differentiates a soldier from civilian. That's why you hear them say bloody civilian. That is untrained, uncultured, indisciplined civilian. Because that training inculcates discipline. That training inculcates discipline. As a soldier, endure hardness. You need that endurance. You need that level of toughness to do kingdom work. Am I communicating? I remember it was 2013, exactly 10 years ago, during my NYSC, while serving in Zuru as president of the Corpus Fellowship, we went for rural rugged evangelism to one village far somewhere like that. And the first day, soul winning is warfare. The first day we came, this was KB State, that rain doesn't usually fall that easily. But do you know that first day we came, heavy rain fell. In fact, a windy rain. If you see, the rain was very windy. The, what do they call it? This kind of tent that we put, the wind came and carried pow. Took it and threw it somewhere. Some people were shouting, hey, as if they were going to die. You could see fear in their eyes. Some were even begging that we should go back home, that these people, Otumokpo. That was when men of prayer stood up. No, that day we did night vigil. Because we knew we were in a warfare. Rain has not been falling, no. For how many months? But that, because we say we came for evangelism, we came for war. You understand? Suddenly, all the demons started reacting. Rain fell that day. Rain did not fall. Not just fall. The thing was, you know, this kind of desert wind. This kind of desert wind, like cyclone. That was how the thing was blowing, and blew our tent away. No sleep. I'm telling you. Some of the ladies were crying. Bread and butter Christians. I saw them. Those ones that they have not been trained in the ways of a soldier. They were crying. Say, Dadu, let's go back home. Now, yeah. we die here. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Am I coming? We are going nowhere. We pray and dealt with those demons, and we had a glorious outreach and won so many souls. So you must be trained. AGMI is a training ground. Stop dodging. Let me tell you more. Stop dodging your training classes. Then give me verse 4. Verse 4. It says, no soldier, when in service, get entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. You see that? His aim is to satisfy and please the one who had enlisted him. Who is our enlisting officer? That's our goal, to do his will, to please him. Our goal is not to please ourselves. Our goal is not comfort and convenience. Our goal is not to be entangled in civilian affairs. Hope you know that Peter said we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We are only here on a mission. Don't get carried away with civilian matters. Praise God. Glory to God. Now go back to our main text in that Matthew 9:38. He said, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. Like I'm saying, a lot of Christians, they have allowed comfort and convenience to ground them. They are very, very irresponsible in terms of taking up kingdom responsibilities. They are doing little or nothing to advance the kingdom. They have forgotten the primary assignment while they are on it. Am I communicating? There are Christians that have never won a soul to Christ. Have you decided how many souls you must win to Christ this year? Have you written it down? Hope you know, as you are setting goals in your finance, goals in your relationship, as you are setting family goals, business goals, career, academic goals, hope you know you are supposed to set goals for what? Soul winning and kingdom advancement. As in, how many souls I must win this year? What is your plan to intercede for them? What is your plan to reach out? What are your soul winning strategies? Am I communicating? You are also to strategize and come up with a strategic plan. Set kingdom advancement goals too. Praise God. Very important. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will force out, force laborers to enter. Because listen, they don't want to go. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to take responsibility. They have so many excuses. They use their job as an excuse. They use their academic use. All manner of excuses. Praise God. No excuse is good enough not to do kingdom business. This is where there is need for power. Give me Psalm 110, verse 3. Psalm 110. It started by saying, the Lord said to my Lord, from verse 1, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Now watch out, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing. Aha. Aha. Watch this. Watch this. Thy people shall be what? Willing. In the day of what? Thy power. So it takes power to what? Compel people to be willing. A translation says, thy people shall become volunteers. They will become volunteers. Soul winning volunteers. They will become willing to do kingdom business. They will become willing to labor in the kingdom. Am I communicating? They will become willing. It takes power to make them willing. It takes force. Am I communicating? Because they are very unwilling. No passion, no zeal. Do you know? No wonder Reinhard Bonnke, heavyweight soul winner that won 79 million souls to Christ, in 79 years of ministry. Kai, what a profitable life. 79 million souls in 79 years of ministry. That is averaging 1 million souls per year of ministry. He has gone home to be with the Lord. Reinhard Bonnke wrote a book on soul winning. He said, evangelism by what? By fire, not by water. Because he understands that, look, if there is no fire burning inside people's heart, they will never win soul. Because, listen, you need fiery passion. You need that, there must be internal combustion. There is nothing slow about fire. Fire connotes urgency. Fire does not burn small. It burns with what? Urgency, with violence. So, Reinhard Bonnke, in fact, even his school of ministry is called School of Fire. Is everything about this soul winning business is fire. Fire must be burning in your spirit for you to be willing to win soul. For you to do this job with urgency. The king's business requires haste. We don't have eternity to win these souls. Am I communicating? The rapture of the church, the second coming of Christ, hinges upon our seriousness with kingdom business. One of the things you must pray today is, Father, baptize me afresh with passion for souls, fire for soul winning. Let it start burning in my heart. It will kill all your excuses. It will kill all your excuses. Give me Luke chapter 9, verse 57. Start from 57. Luke 9, 57. Watch this. It will kill all your excuses. When that zeal, that passion, that fire for soul winning is burning in your spirit, passion for the lost, I'm telling you, you will jettison and abandon all excuses. You will preach the gospel. You will evangelize even without reasoning too much. Am I communicating? It came to pass that as they went in the way, this is Jesus and his disciple on a journey. They were on a mission doing the Father's business. A certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. He said, anywhere you go, I'll follow you. Watch this. Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Now hold it there. Watch this. Somebody say, I will follow you to do kingdom business. Anywhere you go, I want to join you. Jesus said, look at this. Foxes have holes, birds have nests. In order they have accommodation where to sleep, lay their head. But watch this. Next verse. He said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Now, go back to 58. Go back a bit. What Jesus is trying to tell them is that, look, if you want to join me to do this business, forget about your comfort. Forget about comfort. If you are thinking comfort and convenience first, you are not ready for kingdom business. That's what he's saying. Some people have used this verse to explain that Jesus did not have a house. No, that's not what this verse is saying. He was on a journey. Am I communicating? He was on a journey here. So interpret scriptures in context. He's explaining to the man that, look, if you think of your comfort and convenience first, you are not ready for kingdom business. Next verse. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Okay? What? Now, watch this. Some of you will laugh now. Watch this. Next verse. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their... If you try this one in our day, they will say, Kai. In fact, Jesus, now you killed the father. Wicked man of God. You understand? In other words, watch this. As important as going to bury your father is, Jesus said, kingdom business should be prioritized above it. I didn't write the Bible. See, I'm there. Watch this. What can be a better excuse than I want to go and bury my father? Talk to me. Talk to me. Is this not a better excuse than all the other ones people give for not winning souls? Yet Jesus said, mm-mm. He said, put the kingdom first. Seek first the kingdom. He said, let the dead bury. If it was in our day, people say, this Jesus is very insensitive. Wicked preacher. Hi. We won't even allow the man to go and give his father a decent burial. He said he should go and preach. Tell your neighbor, kingdom priority. Some people say they cannot win souls because they are writing exam. Read this one again. Watch it. See. You that is giving an excuse, say it's because of your job. Read this one. This man is supposed to go and bury his father. Next verse. He said, but go down and preach the kingdom of God. Another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go beat them farewell, which are at home in my house. Who are the people in his house? His parents, his siblings, right? Next verse. Look at the answer Jesus gave him. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I just showed you this to show you the so many excuses people give for not doing kingdom business. This is where power is needed to make people willing. He said, thy people shall be willing. No wonder he says, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he will ekbalo, kick out, force them. Are you getting me? Make them willing. It takes power to overcome the reluctance. It takes power to overcome that inertia. It takes power. Are you getting this? Because so many people are unwilling and reluctant. It takes power to override all those excuses and push them into kingdom laboring business. Pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he will what? Send forth laborers into the harvest field so that excuses become immaterial. Doesn't hold water. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Paul said necessity. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. He says, woe is me. Paul placed himself under a curse. He said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. He said, necessity is laid on me. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity. Preaching the gospel is a necessity. It's not optional. It's laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Rise to your feet. In 1-2 minutes, I want you to pray higher. Give me Matthew 3:11. Say, Father, baptize me with fresh fire for evangelism, fresh passion for souls. Are you listening? Do you understand this prayer point? You must have a sense of urgency. Say, Father, release upon me that grace, that burning zeal, that burning fiery passion for the lost, for souls. Because listen, if you are not passionate, you will never do it. Am I communicating? And then the wisdom for soul winning. Are you listening? You see, John said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Talking of Jesus, whose shoe I am unworthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The one you are praying for is fire baptism. He said, Father, baptize me with soul winning fire. Evangelism by fire. I want to do evangelism this year. I want to advance the kingdom with gusto, with fire, with burning zeal, fiery zeal and zest, with enthusiasm, excitement, with energy to preach the gospel with passion. Fire that will overcome every reluctance.
fire that will overcome every unwillingness, fire that will make your excuses to be immaterial, fire that comes and make you to be willing and make you to do this business in a haste. Lift up your voice. Fire for soul winning. Holy Ghost, baptize me. Kalabaka sataka prakataya. I can hear your voice. Zalika prakataya. Grace to preach the gospel with gusto. Great energy. Enjoyment, enthusiasm. With passion, sense of urgency. Rakabaka prakataya. The grace, the wisdom, the zeal, the passion for soul winning. Psalm 110 verse 3, it said, thy people, the kingdom laborers, shall be willing. They won't give excuses anymore. They shall be willing and ready in the days of thy power. They shall become volunteers. They shall present themselves. They shall do this work with seriousness in the day of thy power. And we are in the days of his power. You are going to say, Father, baptize me. Baptize us with power for willingness. You are going to say, Father, release grace and power for willingness and readiness to do kingdom business, to win souls, for evangelism, willing and committed, kingdom laborers arising.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.